Okay, I'll take it. Oh, geez, I haven't owned a car in the last 20 years because my last two jobs, I had company-supported cars when I worked for Honda, and then I got a company-paid-for car through my work with Verizon. And when I retired, I got rid of all the cars, and now, because of my disabilities, I occasionally will rent a car, as Sean knows. But, yeah, I still have my driver's license and everything else. So car maintenance for me, as far as tires, batteries, and everything else, I'm a little bit behind the times on it. As far as tires and my work in racing, I know Michelin's a very good tire. They can produce a racing tire that'll go through four stints of refueling on a race car and not have to swap out the tires like you see in NASCAR every time you put gas in the car, change the tires. They use Goodyear. Michelins are used in sports car racing, and like I said, they can do four stints on a set of tires before they have to be changed. And IndyCar uses Firestone, and I was always leery of Firestone since the, I can't remember the years, I think it was the late 80s or early 90s when they had the Ford Explorer tire issue with Firestone, and they used to call Explorers Exploders because of the tire issue. People were unfortunately killed. So, but Joe getting Michelin's, I mean, that would be the tire to get now. And of the three tire manufacturers I mentioned, Michelin, Firestone, and Goodyear would probably be the order based on my knowledge of tires used in racing. Batteries, forget it. I couldn't even tell you the brands of batteries out there today. So that's my knowledge. Sean, over to you, sir.